horns and drums are used to purify the air in this newly inaugurated Hindu temple in Trimbach, about halfway between Zurich and Basel. Dozens of Hindu faithful have come to take part in the celebrations that began about 7 weeks ago. Priests perform puja, or religious rituals, to install shrines and venerate the gods in the first standalone Hindu temple in Switzerland.
You see, they are closed by the servants. They will be bathed with liquids, milk or oil or water during the puja. The puja is the service.
Andreas Tunger is a researcher in religious studies at the University of Lucerne.
And people would come here, have a look at the goddess, pray quietly for themselves, turn around the small shrine, have another look, and then go to the next shrine.
And we see giving fruits or
yeah,
plants
these are offerings, offerings for the god.
Much of Switzerland's Hindu population is Tamil, a community which came here in the 1980s and 90s seeking asylum from Sri Lanka's bloody civil war. At that time, tabloids played up stories of alleged drug rings involving Tamils, and the Tamil community's relationship to the Swiss was difficult. But a slow process of integration and acceptance began in the mid-1990s. Swiss businesses, especially restaurants and hospitals, began hiring more and more Tamil labor, which was often much cheaper than hiring native workers. In this news report from the 1990s, a Swiss restaurant worker praises how quickly the Tamils learn and how eager to work they are. In just a few years, the community became an integral part of the Swiss labor force. They were happy to take jobs, even low-paying ones, to start the path to more acceptance.
We also very, very happy, the Swiss people mentality, because in another land, I don't like to tell the another land, another land we can't build any temple. But here, they respect our religion.
Sasitharan Ramakrishna Sarma is a Hindu priest. He says in recent times there have been important milestones for Hindus in Switzerland. Late last year, the city of Lucerne granted permission for Hindus to perform their own burial rites. It means they can now scatter ashes at a particular spot in the Reuss River.
That's very, very important that before we have also many, many difficulties to put the ash. We have to take that ash to Sri Lanka or India. Now it is no problem. We can do that here. And we also try to build another temple, but we don't build the tower, a big one.
Sarma says Switzerland's previous vote to ban minarets has made Hindus think twice about what they build or request, though it's unclear if there would be any official objections to such plans. Still, the religious leaders here want to focus on their worship and not politics. Kalyanji Sundaram is a Hindu high priest from London who helped inaugurate the Swiss temple.
This is our way to bring all the community. You know, they are working in different areas. You know, some people work in the hospital, some people working in IT department. Then again, people will come, bring their families and friends and families. We always pray for not only for ourselves, we pray for everybody, all the creatures.
Hindu leaders hope to build more temples in Switzerland should the funding and local permissions come through. Their experience in the country has shown that religious progress can happen here, even if it takes decades. Tony Ganser, DW, Zurich.